The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Time now for Dr. Health Radio, radio's original health news magazine, bringing you the latest information on medicine, nutrition, fitness, and wellness. Now, in its 28th year, your host of Dr. Health Radio is health expert David Snow, who is not a doctor, and while most of David's guests are doctors or authorities in their areas of expertise, they do not diagnose or prescribe on the air. If you have a condition or illness that requires medical attention, see a health professional. The information contained in this program is for educational and entertainment purposes only. And now, your host of Dr. Health Radio, the Snowman himself, David Snow.
I came across this postcard I bought in a store recently. It has two pictures. One picture on the left side is a picture of a car. On the right side, a picture of a bicycle. Under the car is a caption that reads, "This one runs on money and makes you fat." Under the bicycle, caption, "This one runs on fat and saves you money." Hey, exercise is on the menu in this hour of the program. Good morning, aloha, and welcome once again to the healthiest 2 hours on radio. It's hour number two of the big show, and it is your host, I am your happy, humble health stylist host, David Snow, here to keep you cool and healthy, as we do it each and every week at this time. And we thank you so much for joining us, making us a part of your weekend. It is one doctor's appointment that doesn't cost you a thing, so there's no insurance required. And the best part of all is you don't have to pull down your pants or take off your clothes for this painless injection of health information, which we do each and every week. And we do it at 9 a.m. in the morning and 9 p.m. at night. If you miss any part of the morning show and want to listen to the rebroadcast, you can always go to the radio dial in the evening for those of you who are night owls. Or after the program airs, we podcast all the shows at drhealthradio.com. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, healthradio.com. This is interesting. The world's strongest animals relative to their strength, or their weight, rather. So number one on the list, the orbited mite. Now, this mite weighs only 100 micrograms. That's just, you know, it's like a head of a pin, basically. But it's able to lift 1,100 times its weight. And then there's these top 10 strongest animals in the world. The horned dung beetle, a beetle, an insect. And then a Hercules beetle, that's aptly named. That's number three on the list. Leafcutter ants, number four. They can lift 20 to 50 times their own body weight. Mountain gorillas can lift up to 10 times their body weight. A crowned eagle has the ability to lift four times its weight while flying. Tigers, the strongest of all the big cats or the felines, they can carry twice their own weight. What about elephants? An African elephant is the largest of the land mammals and is able to carry 1.7 times its weight. Musk ox rounding out the list at number nine. And then number 10, the grizzly bear, the strongest mammal in North America with the ability to lift 80% of its body weight. Well, no matter how much weight you can lift, it's all relative, right? It's your relative strength. And you might not be as heavy as another person, but you might be able to crank out more push-ups or do more exercise than them on a relative strength basis. We're going to talk to Ben Reuters, who is an exercise physiologist. We'll talk to him momentarily about Moving to Live. He has a podcast by that same name, and we'll talk about the fact that this, May is Physical Fitness and Sports Month, and we'll talk about all the benefits of exercise. Who has the time to exercise? Well, you know, we spend, the latest study I saw was just shocking about how much screen time we spend every day in front of a screen, and that is up to 10 hours. I mean, there's anywhere from 6 to 10 hours, depending on what study you read. But, when people say, "I don't have 20 minutes to exercise. Come on, who are you kidding? You're lying to yourself. So making time, how to make time for exercise. We'll talk about it in regard to stress control and reducing your level of anxiety, as well as the anti-aging benefits of exercise. And how intense is high intensity? Some of you are going for the HIIT training, the high intensity training, the CrossFits of the world. And then what's better, aerobics or resistance training? Well, it depends on how old you are. We'll talk about that. And lots more about everything from being fit at the office to the fact that everybody is an athlete, according to my guest, exercise physiologist Ben Reuters, who is coming up after a few features. And coming up later this hour, it's Veteran Network TV news reporter Dick Allgaier with his weekly health report. And in today's edition, a new treatment for heart disease that promises to be a game changer. Dick has the details on that. Also, why death from heart failure is occurring in younger individuals these days. Also, a boring report about boredom. Just kidding. It's a stimulating report, and it's all just ahead. That's later this hour on Dick Allgaier's Health Report. Right now, do we have Joey on the line? Not yet. Okay, we're getting him on the line. Let's see. We've got a mini interview with a guest. And in the meantime, let me tell you about Highway Health Patrol. They urge you to not take the high road to health. That is driving while you're high. Actually, I remember, for those of you old enough to remember the Bionic Woman, I had Lindsay Wagner on the show as a guest, and she had a book. She was the Bionic Woman on TV, but she also wrote a book called The High Road to Health. I think it was a vegetarian cookbook. This is high of a different type. You don't want to be high while you're driving. Listen to this. This is new information on THC. With all the, people using cannabinoids and medical marijuana, THC has now surpassed alcohol as the most commonly detected intoxicant in U.S. drivers. While there's a perception among users that high driving is safe, it impairs reaction time and focus. This, according to Dr. Mark Kleiman, a professor of policy at New York University. Waiting 3 to 4 hours after consuming anything relating to cannabinoids is what you want to do. And when in doubt, don't drive out. Hail a taxi or, make some other plans. But don't drive if you're high on pot. All right. We have our guest, which I just had the paper. Oh yeah. Joey Kaalekahi is on with us. He's from Cardex Pharma. And since this is Physical Fitness and Sports Month, the month of May, I thought this would be the perfect time to talk about the perfect supplement, a spring and summer supplement that you need to know about if you don't already have it in your supplement arsenal, and along with your multivitamin and fish oil and greens product and vitamin D. Joey, are you there? Good morning. Joey?
Good morning, David. How are you?
Hi. Good. Thanks. Where does this phone call find you? You're on the mainland right now, aren't you?
I am currently in Las Vegas, Nevada. Driving around through a lot.
The ninth island. Yes. Ninth island. Well, we have a lot of thousands of California listeners too, so we should say that for people that aren't aware of it, we nicknamed Las Vegas the Ninth Island because more people go to Las Vegas from Hawaii than any other state, with exception of California. But having said that, let's talk about the fact that with the days getting longer, the sun becoming more intense, let's talk about the skin protective effects of xanthocin, which is the most active or the really premier stable form of astaxanthin. First of all, tell us what astaxanthin is and why we need it to help protect our skin and improve our skin health.
Well, astaxanthin, of course, is a marine carotenoid antioxidant compound commonly found in algae.
Yeah.
And usually we associate it normally as a consumer. We normally associate it with the reddish or pinkish pigmentation we see in krill and salmon and et cetera. So it's definitely an antioxidant that has amazing anti-inflammatory benefits that has been in our diet for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough time to get into the amazing host of benefits that astaxanthin carries and what it does within our bodies. But definitely, when I met you in Down to Earth that one day, you know, I really think that's where it begins. You know, the astaxanthin is amazing. As the summer days get longer and as summer enters and people start to get out of their doors and start to exercise and get more into the sun, definitely, you know, what I always want to advocate, like how you mentioned earlier, is, you know, a good multivitamin, a good fish oil mm-hmm. for your supplement regimen. But also when I met you in Down to Earth, you know, an amazing vegan store, it's diet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Making sure that we're getting, we're relying really on our diet to get a lot of our antioxidant protection. And then coming across a product like xanthistin, made with astaxanthin, that can help to increase your body's antioxidant capacity.
Go ahead.
No, please go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and you know, there are literally hundreds of studies, clinical studies on the both the safety and effectiveness, the value of the many benefits of astaxanthin, xanthistin being the most stable form of astaxanthin out there. Now, how much do you take? I think last time I talked to you, you said you were actually taking two a day of the 12 milligram xanthistin? Or was that somebody else?
Yes,
okay, it was you. Okay.
I guess it depends who you speak with. You know, for me, I have the amazing opportunity to share xanthistin with the consumers, you know, as I travel around the market. And I hear stories, amazing stories about people taking one or three or even three to four. And you know, usually on our bottle, it recommends one a day at 12 milligrams. And that's kind of where we normally leave it at as a recommended dosage. I take two a day because for me, within my personal body, my personal biology and physiology, I've felt that 12 milligrams every day has been most beneficial for me personally. Within my personal life.
Okay.
But yeah, there's tons of clinical trials, in vitro, human, animal studies, all done on the amazing benefits and protective nature of astaxanthin. And there's been tons of articles written, you know, by peers across the, across the industry regarding astaxanthin.
Right, and we've had Dr. Bradley Wilcox on, who's a leading longevity researcher. We've had other doctors on talking about the benefits of xanthistin as a stable and active form of xanthistin or astaxanthin, which is a carotenoid. It's right. In the vitamin A family, but it's not vitamin A per se. Now, the cardiovascular benefits, respiratory benefits, a lot of other benefits other than skin protective benefits. And what I've found is that when I take xanthistin, it's like an SPF, I don't know, 5 or at least, or if not more. I mean, it makes me more resistant to a reddening or sunburn or, being out in the sun as far as premature aging. I love the sun, but, you can get too much of it, but it helps to minimize the damage that the sun might do. And one thing that I want listeners to take home with them, Joey, on this message that we're trying to get out there, and that is it's only available at GNC, right? It's exclusively available at all GNCs.
Correct. You can get it exclusively brick and mortar in GNC, or you can get it on our online application,
online form. Okay.
Yeah.
But what I found interesting is that it's GNC's number one selling product, and they have thousands of products in their stores. And, that's a testament as to the people getting the results, because obviously there's a lot of most people are repeat customers, and they come back bottle after bottle because they're getting the results that they expect from a supplement of this type that is really going to give them substantial health benefits
I would agree with what you're saying, being that, you know, I'm on the ground every day and I get to witness this, and I totally agree. You know, the greatest customer review is a return customer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that return customer sparks more customers, but to add on to that, really it's also the people of GNC. And I think that's why GNC is an amazing platform for a product like xanthistin. We definitely don't want something of xanthistin's quality to get lost in the mix, because there's so much things out there. There's so much antioxidants. There's so much that consumers can be thrown at our consumers. And in GNC, ultimately, we have well-trained staff, well-trained employees, with great passion for people.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, you know, it's really the foot soldiers driving the exposure and the awareness. And once they get an amazing customer on, you know, it just snowballs. And like how you said, it's the number one selling anti-inflammatory in GNC, particularly GNC in Hawaii. And the reason I say Hawaii is because it's summertime and Hawaii is a beautifully sunny place.
Well, as I was telling the listeners, Joey, in the first hour, that we have four seasons here. People on the mainland think it's summer year round, but it's not. It's, we have before summer, summer, after summer, and next summer. But
that is the best way to put it.
But even now in the mainland, the days are getting longer. I was just recently in the San Francisco area, and it's getting light. It's still light at 8 o'clock at night, and so obviously the sun is getting more intense, days are getting longer, so people are going to be more conscious of taking care of their skin. And so this is like an internal sunscreen, if you will. You still need sunscreen and you need to protect your skin externally, but and with clothing, but you know, it gives you an idea on the power of this antioxidant internally when it actually can modify or protect your skin to a certain extent against the sun, and that's why animals and plants have it, right? I mean, that's why it's in the algae, the cells of the algae, it protects the algae from the intense sunlight when it's where it's growing. And flamingos too. You know, a lot of people don't realize the pink flamingos at zoos, they're pink because of astaxanthin. And not that it's going to turn you pink, but it does turn salmon pink, the flesh of the wild salmon.
It's amazing, you know, when I come across a lot of individuals and they're like, wait, you're telling me flamingos are born white? Right?
No, they always eat the crustaceans and the shellfish, the krill and the things that the zoos feed them. Well, actually, they do feed them extra astaxanthin in the feed. They add it to the feed to make sure they're bright pink that people expect to see in flamingos. You know, but that's a whole other program. But
speaking of salmon, you're talking about salmon. You know, it's widely believed that astaxanthin is one of the driving factors behind salmon's amazing endurance.
That's right.
And,
I was going to mention that.
Anti-fatigue ability.
Yes, swimming upstream. I mean, imagine the strength and endurance you need to swim upstream against the current, and that's what...
And then that's a great point I'd like to touch upon regarding humans and what I've seen personally. Like I said, because I'm not a physician or MD, I'm not going to really get into the mechanisms of action.
Yeah, right.
But from the average listener, the consumer that are listening right now, speaking from my sense, from that consumer perspective, you know, it translates well into humans regarding,
of course,
anti-fatigue and greater endurance. And especially nowadays, that people are, summer's out, like how you're saying, summer's out. And for anyone who who's looking to increase their physical performance or help with recovery at the same time, sun protection, like how you said, I still put on, you know, being a local boy, you know, when I'm at home, I love surfing, I love being on the ocean, and of course I make sure I put my sunscreen on, you know. But you nailed it. It's the way I look at it, particularly, and a lot of our excited consumers, is it's like sunscreen in a pill.
Yes,
and
right.
Unfortunately, when we say that to them, they're like, all right, you mean I don't have to take sunscreen?
Well, no. You know, but do
right?
But you know, dermatologist like Dr. Nicholas Perricone, he's a big proponent of astaxanthin, and many other dermatologists and skin experts out there, and anti-aging experts and cosmetologists or aestheticians, they all you know, the ones in the know, they all recommend and personally take the astaxanthin, and xanthocin being the most stable form of it. Now, 12 milligrams is the dose. That's the only dose available. And, you know, I just stocked up because I recently ran out, and I want to tell people that isn't GNC having a promotion? Because I got a free bottle of 30 capsules when I bought the bigger bottle, and I bought a few other things, and so then they gave me a bonus. But I don't know if it was just the Ala Moana Honolulu branch, or is it all the GNCs that have some kind of special on xanthocin?
So GNC goes to definitely monthly and quarterly type promotions, and you probably came into the store when we had that promotion. But I will say this, on the 29th, in Hawaii, at Kahala Mall in Hawaii, Unfortunately, it's not everywhere across the nation. I mean, in the West Coast.
Okay.
We've partnered with Generations Magazines to help and be a vendor at a booth for their senior health day.
Oh, good. Okay.
And for any of the listeners out there, they want to kind of just engage more in friendly conversation.
Right.
They can come see me there.
Okay.
And you never know, we may have some opportunities to provide our listeners or audience members or even people who are attending with some Xanthicin, because we do work directly with GNC. I would love to figure out a way to help everybody out, get a lot of Xanthicin
great.
In their hands.
All right, Joey, thank you so much. We're out of time. I'm sorry to have to cut you short here, but please join us again maybe in a month or so and give us an update on Xanthicin's progress and the different promotions you have. Availability, all GNCs, and then the website. What is the website for Xanthicin?
It's going to be www.xanthicin.com. And if you want more information regarding Xanthicin, you can go to www.cardax.com as well.
Okay.
And I will see you in Down to Earth, possibly.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Joey. All the best.
Thank you.
From the ninth,
have a great day. Thank you.
From the ninth island of Las Vegas. Okay. And we will be back with the Fitness File, Matters of Sexual Health, and the Funny Bone Pharmacy, and then back with our guest, Ben Reuters, exercise physiologist, in the second half of the program, talking about all things moving. All right, stick around. Back right after this as Dr. Health continues.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Dr. Health Radio is made possible by Natural Factors, where great health begins. Natural Factors food supplements are available at your nearest natural food store. And by Xanthicin, the safe anti-inflammatory for general health and longevity. You can find Xanthicin at all GNC locations. Dr. Health Radio is also sponsored by Wakanaga of America, producers of Kyolic, the world's best-selling odorless aged garlic extract.
If you're like most people, you've got a calendar to help you stay organized, or a day planner, or some PDA you're still figuring out how to use. And it helps keep track of the anniversaries and birthdays that our overworked brains can't remember. That way we know exactly when things will happen and how long we can put off making arrangements for them. But there are some things in life that we can't put on our calendar because we don't know when they'll happen, if at all. Like some sort of household emergency, or a disaster, or even a fire. But when it does, the time to prepare for it has already passed. So get together with your family today and prepare for the unexpected by establishing a family disaster plan with help from your local Red Cross. That way you'll all know exactly what to do in the event of an emergency, where to go, who to call, how to help each other. But do it today so you won't get caught by surprise tomorrow. When we come together, we become part of something bigger than us all. To find out how to make your family disaster plan, visit redcross.org. The American Red Cross. Together, we can save a life.
By now, you've heard about the popularity of products containing cannabis-based CBD because of the many benefits people are experiencing by taking them. What you may not know, though, is there are other plants besides cannabis that contain these same cannabinoids. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the global leader in the research and development of plant-based phytocannabinoids, offers you 5 dual-acting formulas for the results you expect. Choose from Bliss, Brain, Calm, Inflame, and sleep. And no matter which doctor-formulated product you choose, you can feel confident that every one of Emerald's safe and effective science-based nutritional supplements are the best value for the price. So if you're someone who's looking for more vibrant health and energy, stop by your favorite health store today to check out the next big thing, the hot products from Emerald Health Bioceuticals, or check them out at EmeraldHealthBio.com. Emerald Health Bioceuticals, the endocannabinoid company.
Hey, we hope you're feeling good out there. You know, you can feel better if you're fit. And we're going to have Ben Reuters coming up after just a few features. We're running a little behind, but we'll have much more information on fitness and health in the second half of the program. Let's go to the fitness file right now. Speaking of fitness, is it possible to be both fat and fit? Well, here's an analysis of 27 studies. This is published in the journal Obesity. They found that anywhere from 6 to 75% of overweight people actually have normal blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and insulin balance. In other words, they're healthy, well, at least according to the numbers. Relationship between BMI, that's body mass index, and metabolic health is not linear. So basically, it is possible to be both fat and fit. Multiple factors unrelated to the holes in your belt have been shown or proven to correlate with better metabolic health. Now, one clear measure of your health is metabolic flexibility. You know, people think of physical flexibility. How flexible is your metabolism? Well, it's your body's ability to cope with the stress of being fed on too little or too much food. And you can actually build up your metabolic flexibility, as it were, with intermittent fasting, which is a whole other program, which we've talked about in the past before. But your body is going to be more adept at burning its own fat if you get into this intermittent fasting from time to time. And the proportion of lean people estimated to be metabolically unhealthy, 18%. And that's those are lean people, but because they're metabolically unhealthy, it doesn't, you know, just because you're thin, it doesn't mean you're necessarily healthy. All right, what does it take to look good naked when it comes to muscles? This is from Women's Health magazine. They interviewed different women on what they think a man needs to look great naked. Here's one woman. I think arms matter, like muscular, but not like arms that could double as thighs. So, guys, keep those guns under 20 inches. Here's another woman that says, abs, still like those abs, right? Abs are always, you know, it's always on the cover of these fitness magazines on the newsstands. And I'll share with you one more female review. Arms, but I want a guy to look like he has muscles from doing stuff, not just lifting stuff. Well, that's pretty good. All right, and exercise physiologist Ben Reuters will talk to us more about what it takes to look good as well as what it takes to really be fit in just a few minutes. All right, let's go to matters of sexual health. Well, maybe someday we'll be reporting about sex in space, but in the meantime, you know, cosmic rays are not the only thing that astronauts have to worry about. This is a new study from Frontiers in Microbiology. They revealed that astronauts shed more herpes virus particles in their saliva and urine in space than when on Earth. Now, why is that? Why would that be? The stresses of space. Just like the stresses here, you know, when you... And most people, by the way, have herpes virus in their system. It just lacks or it lays dormant unless you're under stress, like lack of sleep or work-related stress, maybe travel, even good stresses. But the stresses of space, they say, dampen the immune system, allowing dormant infections to flare up even in space. All right, and finally, in the Funny Bone Pharmacy... Now, before we get started with this segment, and I'm going to abbreviate this to give Ben more time, but I just want our new listeners to know that I used to be a comedian, but everybody laughed at me, so I had to give that up. But anyway, moving right along. Any of you going camping this summer? Here's a definition of camping. Camping, it's where you spend a small fortune to live like a homeless person. That's true, you know, the cost and expense of those sleeping bags and tents and camp stoves and coolers, and I mean, you go broke. All right, here's one. Day 284 without sex. Went jogging in flip-flops just to remember the sound. I don't know about that one. Here's another sign that says, retired, free to do whatever my wife tells me to do. And a couple more for you. If you're barbecuing this weekend, here's a barbecue timer. Rare, if you want your meat rare, that's one beer, the time it takes to drink one beer. Medium, two beers, and well done. That'll be time to turn it over or take it off the grill after three beers. And finally, isn't it amazing how potatoes give us both French fries and vodka? The rest of the vegetables need to get it together. Really, come on. Okay, that's it for the Funny Bone Pharmacy. When we come back after this brief break, the second half hour will be spent with Ben Reuters, a PhD exercise physiologist who believes movement should be treated as a lifestyle, not just as an activity. Much more information to come here on The Healthiest 2 Hours on Radio. I'm David Snow. Don't go anywhere if you want to stay healthy.
Do you sometimes suffer from gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, or irritable bowel syndrome? You need to know about the Friendly Foursome. Master Supplements, the leaders in safe and effective intestinal health products, offer four supplements that may reinvent your intestinal tract. First, there's Theralac, America's fastest-acting medical-strength probiotic. Find out why Theralac's regular customers become, well, regular customers. Just go to theralac.com for more information. Then there's True Fiber, clinically proven to improve regularity as well as lowering cholesterol. True Fiber is also uniquely formulated to stimulate probiotics. Third in the Friendly Foursome is Enzylase, the strongest enzyme available. With high potencies of 12 different digestive enzymes, Enzylase makes short work of fatty meals and dairy products, as well as normally gas-producing foods such as beans. Finally, there's True Flora, the fastest-acting bio-cleansing probiotic. True Flora is so potent, the recommended dose is only 2 per week. This is the premier traveler's supplement. Don't go on a trip without taking True Flora. See the Friendly Foursome of Master Supplement products at your favorite natural food store. Theralac, True Fiber, Enzylase, and True Flora for the best intestinal health of your life.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Curcumin-rich Theracurmin from Natural Factors is a special form of curcumin, the yellow pigment of turmeric that has shown many wondrous health benefits. Theracurmin represents a major scientific breakthrough. Clinical studies show that when it comes to absorption, Theracurmin is by far number one. Finally, the powerful health benefits of curcumin can be realized with curcumin-rich Theracurmin. To learn more, visit naturalfactors.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Hot. We hope you're feeling healthy, healthy, healthy. The snowman says having one too many a martini and you might not look quite as good in that bikini. Don't underestimate the calories in alcoholic beverages. You know, almost 20% of the calories we consume are liquid calories. So that's our diet tip of the week. Be aware of the calories you drink as well as the ones you eat. All right, in this segment of the program, Ben Reuters is a PhD exercise physiologist, and he believes movement should be treated as a lifestyle. Of course, we want you to have an active, healthy lifestyle, and that's why we have him on the program this morning, and we want to welcome him to the Dr. Health Radio microphones this morning. Good morning, Ben. How the health are you?
I'm doing great. Always happy to talk about health and movement with anybody who wants to talk about it.
Well, let's move some people out there in radio land to get off their couches and whatever they're doing sedentarily today, and getting them out and out the door and having a more active weekend. Now, May is Physical Fitness and Sports Month, as I mentioned earlier. First of all, let's illustrate some of the many benefits to exercise. We could spend the whole half hour on that, but give us maybe the top 5 or 10 or top 3 that, in your mind, as an exercise physiologist, that people can derive from exercise.
I think the biggest thing that we're looking at is enhanced quality of life with exercise. And you can see that by, we know from the research, you can see improved sleep quality, improved mental acuity. I think the big one, especially for those of us who have to do a lot of driving and have stressful jobs, is stress relief.
Right.
And depending on how you're doing it, it may enable you to help control blood pressure, blood lipid levels, and in conjunction with a healthy diet and caloric recognition, it may be able to help you control your weight.
Right. That's a big one. You know, a lot of people, though, have the mistaken belief that they're just going to run it off or work it out. And really, 80% of your of a weight loss plan is your diet, and about maybe 20 or 30% is the exercise component, right? I mean, it's very important, but calories are really, I mean, the calorie control and the food that you consume is really the most important factor or component of a diet plan if you really want to lose weight.
I would agree with you 100%. I might even say that watching what you eat and being in control of what you eat might be as responsible as 85 to 90%,
yeah,
maybe even more than that, 80%.
Right. Yeah, in fact, I have a study on the percentages, and maybe I'll get to that a little later. Now, who has the time to exercise, though? I mean, people, they're spending 8 or 10 hours on their screens today, every day. So, you know, it's not if you have the time, you have to make the time. Now, how do you, I mean, you're an instructor at a university. What's your method, or do you have a system or some tricks and tips on doing that? Because people seem to think they don't have time, but it's just that they don't make it a priority. It's not that important in their life because, hey, you know, they're moving to the car, they're moving to their screens, they're, you know, as long as they can move about to you know, function as in a modern day lifestyle and inactive state, that's all they care about. But really, you have to do some extra physical activity to build up that reserve so that you can easily go about your day without any difficulty, especially as we get older.
I would agree with that. I would say, first of all, you need to make it a priority,
right,
for yourself and for your family members. And think about what you're doing. As you said, I think you hit a really good point. You're building up a reserve. What you're doing now, today, tomorrow, next week, next month, you're building it up because you never know when there's going to be an illness or,
right,
God forbid, an accident. And the stronger you are physically, the more fit you are, the better able you're going to be able to withstand those stresses.
No.
I think step one is making it a priority. I was fortunate enough in one of my podcasts to interview a sleep researcher from Australia.
Oh.
And he said he is committed to, for his mental well-being, not just the physical benefits, to moving some way an hour a day.
Okay.
Now, I would love if we could get everybody to exercise. And by exercise, I mean just move, even if it's a walk an hour a day.
Yeah.
But I know some people are starting at a much lower level, or, you know, there's some estimates that maybe as much as 30% of Americans aren't really moving at all. So start at something small.
That's right.
So just say, I'm going to make a commitment. And one of the best ways to do it is to either use peer pressure, get a friend or a family member, so you're making a schedule with them. Or if you happen to have a pet, I haven't aired this yet, but there's a lady, Trisha Montgomery, who has Canine Fit, which is a health club for people and their dogs, and she got into it because her vet looked at her and said, "Your dog's fat, and so are you. You need to do something about it."
Wow, that's a doc that tells it like it is.
And you know, she was very clear. She had a very good relationship with him, and it hit home for her. So you have to understand that you have to tailor the message differently to different people.
Yeah, sure.
But I think the number one thing is make it a commitment. Number two, make it a priority. I think if we sit down, the old thing that they say for college students is, you know, you make a written schedule of what you do every day. And if we can find 15 to 30 minutes every day to do something, even if it's in the privacy of your own home, if it's walking around the block, if you live in a property where you do yard work, anything that's movement can count towards that movement activity. Not everybody has to say, okay, I need to go to the gym 3 days a week, because if you're driving 20 minutes to the gym, you're driving 20 minutes home.
Yeah, that's right.
The class is at a certain time. If something comes up, that's the first thing that gets put in the back burner. But
if you
schedule it in, and it's something that's very convenient where literally you can roll out of bed, it's easier to get it in.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's, since you mentioned building up a reserve, let's also talk about strength in general, building up strength. And there's different types of strength. People sometimes don't realize there's relative strength, you know, relative to your body size, for instance. And I opened the show with the world's strongest animals relative to their weight. And actually, the smaller the animal, the stronger they were. You know, the mite was the strongest. It lifted 1,100 times its weight. And then at the bottom of the list, number 10 was the grizzly bear. It lifts about 80% of its body weight. But talk to us, if you would, Ben, about relative strength as well as, you know, brute strength. Sometimes that's necessary. And then functional strength. I mean, you know, it's one thing to be able to bench press a few hundred pounds at the gym, but then how does that relate to what you do in real life? And then maybe we can get into core strength, too. A lot of people are into core exercising. But as an exercise physiologist, talk to us about those points.
I think the number one thing to take home is everybody should be doing some sort of resistance training or strength training.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to the gym or you're going to the weight room and laying down on the bench or sitting down on machines.
You could use your body weight, right? Just your own body weight. It's resisting. You're using your body weight as resistance, right?
I'm a huge fan of body weight type exercises or calisthenics, and also they have a variety of suspension type trainers,
right.
Gymnastic rings, TRX suspension.
TRX, yeah.
And I think those are best body weight and suspension type things, which are using your body weight or portions of your body weight.
Mm-hmm.
Those may be better for most people compared to resistance training if their goal is to enhance their quality of life, not necessarily to say, I want to get as strong as possible, I want to get as big as possible, or I'm competing for a specific athletic event, because the majority of us aren't necessarily competing for an athletic event unless you say the game of life and being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it is your athletic event.
Mm. Okay. Now, what about core strength? A lot of people want to develop their core, you know, their abs and their trunk to look better. Usually it's for cosmetic reasons or aesthetically, but also it helps to reduce injury, and it helps you strengthen other extremities as well, or, you know, your arms and legs and chest, back. But what exercises do you recommend as a physiologist for core strength to develop that?
I'm going to repeat back some of the information you said a few minutes ago. We were talking, if people want abs and want to be able to see their abs, 80%+ of that is going to be diet related, and some of it may be genetic related. Some of us may not be able to have those shown abs. But core strengthening, I think the best thing to think about what your core does is it stabilizes. So people who are doing lots of sit-ups or crunches, that probably isn't as good as doing things like planks.
Yes.
Side planks.
Mm-hmm.
There's exercises called dead bugs, and YouTube is a phenomenal resource. If they get online and they look at YouTube, there is a great back specialist out there named Dr. Stuart McGill, who's a biomechanist, who has some great videos, or people will have videos named after him. And that gives people really good ideas of things to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. You know, I want abs. Absolutely all the cookies in the bag. But that's another. Anyway, you know, I saw, what was it, a poster or something? It said, "Run." Oh, I thought you said rum. And then I'm sure you've seen the other one where it said exercise. I thought you said extra fries. So anyway, but on a serious point, let's talk about why why it's so important to exercise from the standpoint of stress control, because stress is the master disease, and so many people become stressed about stress, and they can't manage it. And so one of the easiest ways to manage stress is to use exercise to reduce the stress in our lives, especially in the workplace. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, everybody's probably seen the old adage, a good day or a bad day on the golf course is better than a good day at work.
Yeah, right.
And if you're walking the golf course, I would agree that's a great type of movement. One of the advantages of just moving is, if you notice when somebody's stressed, they have a tendency to kind of lock up. If you want to know if your boss or your colleague or your husband or wife is stressed, look at their face, look at their shoulders. If they're shrugged up and their shoulders are up around their ears, they're either angry or they're stressed or something. And one of the benefits of getting out and doing some sort of movement, even if it's just a walk around the block, mm-hmm. is it kind of takes your mind away from what that stressor is, or it gives your body a chance to do something. And I can say, just as a personal anecdote, anytime I've had a huge problem or a medical issue or something like that, and I've gone out for a walk, or I like to run or hike with my dogs in the woods, I've always come back with a different outlook. So mm-hmm. it's something that, when I was first starting my doctoral studies, my mentor told my doctoral advisor, said, you know, if Ben ever seems stressed, or he looks like he's stressed, or he's really a jerk to be around, tell him to go out for a run. And when he comes back, he's going to be a lot easier to deal with.
Wow. Boy, I wish we could tell that to a lot of people we work with. that would solve a lot of problems in our society, that's for sure, and work-related friction and problems and you know, dealing with people on a day-to-day basis. But anyway, we'll move right along. Talk about the anti-aging aspect of exercise and how it's really the fountain of youth. I mean, more than any pill you could possibly take.
That's a great point. I mean, one of the things we know, unfortunately, as we age, our physical strength, our cardiovascular endurance, if we don't do something to maintain it, decreases fairly dramatically, especially when we get into the fourth and fifth decades. But we also know from research that if we can maintain our physical activity, and that's both cardiovascular and resistance training, and increased work on research on maintaining flexibility or range of motion, then we'll still see that decay, but it's much, much slower. And if you look at people who are active all their lives, we all know somebody who's an 80 or 90-year-old person, and they're still out there, they're still doing their own gardening. And if you talk to them, very often they've been active all their life. It may not be an organized workout. Maybe they grew up working on a farm, or they had a physically active job.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important to emphasize that if you're somebody who hasn't exercised after getting a doctor's clearance and working with a qualified professional, because it is possible to do too much too fast, you can start at a later age and still receive a lot of benefits and really enhance your quality of life. And the most important thing is to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, literally up until the day you die, hopefully dropping dead doing something that you enjoy doing, not meaning to sound macabre.
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of Jack LaLanne, who I had the fortune good fortune to know for over 30 years. He was a regular guest here on the program, and they actually buried him with one of his dumbbells. And Elaine has the other one, but yeah, he was 96 when he passed away, but he was working out right until the last days of his life here, and and the reason he lived to 96 was because of all the exercise he did while he was living, you know, in his earlier years. So as I mentioned a few weeks ago on the show, the best way to keep going in your 60s, 70s, and 80s is to do the things that you were doing in your 40s and 50s, and you know, just keep on keeping on. But anyway, we need to take one last break for the health report, Ben. And if you can stay with us when we come back, I want to ask you about what's better, aerobics or resistance training, or what combination of the two. Also, it's travel season, Memorial Day upon us. That's the official or unofficial launch of the summer vacation and holiday season. And swimsuit season's here, so we're more body conscious at this time of the year than almost any other time. And let's talk about what we can do to stay fit and healthy while we're traveling or maybe before a trip? And then can you be fit, or how to be fit, more fit at the office? What about those standing desks and treadmill desks? We'll talk about that with Ben Reuters, exercise physiologist who has a podcast, Moving to Live. We'll give you the details on how to get in touch with him when we come back from this brief break. But stay tuned now for this week's health report from veteran TV news reporter Dick Allgaier.
A holy grail heart failure cure could be on the horizon after scientists worked out a way to regenerate specialized cells in the heart. A study on pigs at King's College London found injecting the gene, which drives cell growth in people's infancy, could restore tissue which is damaged during a heart attack. Currently, people who have had heart attacks are left with patches of scarring, which last forever and can lead to heart failure and ultimately death. A recent decline in heart failure-related deaths in the U.S. has reversed, and those types of deaths are now climbing nationwide, especially among adults ages 35 to 64. The trend, which also revealed some racial disparities, was published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. The paper points to an increase in the prevalence of obesity and diabetes in younger and younger people. A survey of 2,000 adults finds that for the average adult, more than a third of their year is spent mired in boredom. For the survey, researchers defined a boring day as one that involved simply no fun at all. After averaging out responses of all participants, they calculated Americans experience 131 boring days annually. David Snow is never boring. Are you, David? I'm Dick Allgaier. That's this week's health report.
Hey, want some Noni fruit leather?
Noni? Are you kidding? I tasted Noni juice once. Never again.
I know. That's because Noni juice is fermented. And unlike fermented foods like yogurt, sauerkraut, or kombucha, where there's actually better for you after fermentation, Noni is best in its natural state. That's why Hawaiian Organics Noni carefully dehydrates theirs at low temperatures, preserving and concentrating all of Noni's beneficial compounds.
Just how concentrated is it? The Noni juice I saw said you had to take 2 ounces a day.
Noni fruit leather is so concentrated, just a 2x2 piece of Hawaiian organic fruit leather is equivalent to several ounces of Noni juice. So 1 2-ounce package is like a quart of Noni juice.
So where do I get this Noni fruit leather?
I got mine at our local natural food store, but you can also order it online at realnoni.com or call toll free 888-882-NONI.
All right, I'll go to realnoni.com.
Welcome back to the program. David Snow on your radio. Hey, next week, a double feature. First, an expert discusses the precarious situation of our seed supply used to grow our food. And then we'll have information on how to reduce your level of anxiety. Our guest guarantees you will be less anxious with the information she has for you next week. All right, here's something. It says, I see you've been eating whatever you want and not going to the gym. Signed, Your Pants. Hey, if your pants are protesting your paunch, you need to be proactive, like listening to us with my guest, Ben Reuters, a PhD exercise physiologist. We're talking today, if you're just joining us, about fitness. You know, I saw something that said, I was going to do something today, but I haven't finished doing nothing from yesterday. Well, if that's you regarding exercise, it's time to change things up a bit. All right, Ben, let's talk about traveling. This is travel season. It's already upon us. Any tips out there that people can use to either be more fit on their trip or getting fit before they leave?
I got a couple of really great tips. The first one is we all have to frequently, when we travel, go to the dreaded airport.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
And we ride on the people treadmills or escalators.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have time on our flights, rather than doing that, take a walk along the concourse, and you can find that you can accumulate a fair amount of steps doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than sitting there waiting for your flight to be called, you're able to get a little bit of movement. So then when you're on the plane, you feel a little bit better.
Absolutely.
And then when you get to the hotel, there's always the opportunity with suspension trainers that we've talked about a little bit earlier, or elastic bands, to do some sort of a movement. And actually, for one of my podcasts, FitLab Pittsburgh. We do 3 times a week movement tip and lifestyle hack videos that are on YouTube and Instagram that very often we include little tips like this. And there's just things that you may think of as being common knowledge or other people may look at and say, wow, that's a really cool idea. So I think walking whenever possible and also making a conscious choice to do some sort of movement, even if it's just a flexibility routine in that hotel room before you get started with your day, or possibly when you go back to your room, if you're attending a conference, spend a few minutes doing it before you go out to, for dinner and drinks with friends.
Another one I always, in fact, it was my first fitness tip almost 30 years ago when I started this show, and that is walking up the escalators and down the escalators. So you can escalate your fitness by taking the stairs or using the escalator as stairs. I mean, the escalators are never broken. They just become stairs. And it always gets me how lazy Americans are when they you know, they shuffle and scuttle up, rush up to the escalator, and then they freeze. It's like somebody, mute button on, and they're just frozen in space. And then once the escalator takes them up or down, then they start walking again. But you know, unless you're carrying a lot of shopping bags or some heavy stuff, you can walk up and down those escalators. All right, let's talk about aerobics or resistance training. Should you do a combination? What percentage of each should you do? Isn't it? I saw some study not too many years ago that it said if you're over 50. 50% of your exercise should be resistance training because of sarcopenia, which you talked about earlier, you know, muscle wasting as we age. But what is your take on this as an exercise physiologist?
I think for most of us, we don't do enough resistance training, especially right. when we hit that fourth or fifth decade. So I would say a minimum of 3 times a week and preferentially 4 times a week on some sort of a split routine if you're able to do that. And I think one of the best investments that somebody can make in their health, and very often the flexible spending healthcare will pay for that, is periodically hire a personal trainer to help you design your workout. Rather than working with one every workout session, which can get pricey for some of us, if you treat yourself once a month or every quarter, many personal trainers are willing to do that. They're able to critique your form. They're able to progress your exercises, and you'll undoubtedly, if you consistently exercise, will get a better benefit because you've got somebody looking at you saying, this is what you're doing well, this is what you can improve on.
Ben, sorry, can you give us your podcast and website again, please?
Podcast is Moving to Live, MOVING, LIVE.com, and that will take you to everything that we do.
All right, thank you so much, Ben Reuters, for being with us, and please join us again sometime. Always great to have you.
I would love to.
Okay. Here we go with another edition of the program. Thank you so much for joining us. Join us again next week, same time, same station. Until then, I'm David Snow reminding you, it isn't how long you live, it's how you live long. Aloha. Have a healthy week.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.